KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 68 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies here today, a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, a handful of area school district boards of education are set to hold their separate, regularly scheduled meetings this evening. The Griswold School Board meeting gets underway at 5:30 and includes a decision on a recommendation from the district's facilities committee with regard to options for their buildings. Superintendent Dave Hendricks reports the committee feels they're at a crossroad following their recent meetings. That's his opinion. The entire committee believes that option A, consolidating all operations into one central campus to be located in Griswold, is the best option. Hendricks said recently there is some concern, however, that consolidation of operations combined with 2016-17 and future cuts will create enough general fund savings to allow the district to remain viable. His concern lies with the possibility that the district may pass a multi-million-dollar bond, yet still have to consolidate with another district or dissolve, which will leave the taxpayers with a debt and no school of their own. The CAM School Board will meet this evening at 6:30. They'll consider approval of a building addition plan from Snyder & Associates for a preschool building in Messina and act on adopting a board policy with regard to parent and family engagement. The Audubon School Board meets at 7 p.m. and will act on a three-year building and grounds plan, as well as receive an update on a 21st Century Community Grant. And the Exira EHK School Board meeting gets underway at 7 p.m. Among their discussion items is refinancing of a sales tax bond. Creston police are investigating two incidents of vandalism and two reports of theft. Officials say on Saturday, a Creston man reported that sometime between October 13th and 15th, someone broke out both front windows of his truck. The damage was estimated at $300. Last Friday, a resident of the 600 block of South Pine Street reported that someone took two chainsaws from his shed. The theft, which occurred sometime between 10 p.m. Thursday and 10 a.m. Friday, resulted in a loss of $600. Also on Friday, a resident of the 200 block of North Birch Street in Creston reported that someone broke into his vehicle and stole a stereo system. The incident occurred sometime between 11:30 p.m. Thursday and 8:30 a.m. on Friday. Loss was estimated at $100. And on Thursday, a Creston resident reported that sometime between 11 p.m. Wednesday and 1 a.m. on Thursday, someone broke his section of fence. The incident happened in the 500 block of South Walnut Street and resulted in an estimated loss of $150. By the end of November, Sioux City residents will no longer be able to recycle glass as part of the city's curbside recycling program. The change comes after Vans Sanitation, the Lamar's company that processes Sioux City's recyclables, announced its decision to phase glass out of its facility, citing falling commodity prices and safety concerns. The city will instead begin collecting glass recycling at a handful of drop-off locations around the city in early December. Environmental Services analyst Melissa Campbell says if the drop-off program works well, the city could add more drop-off bins later. The city's Environmental Advisory Board, which is also considering options to track usage to find out which options are doing better than others. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Office of Motor Vehicle Enforcement will be participating in the Operation Safe Driver Week, an effort by Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance to bring attention to motor carrier safety issues. The one-week enforcement and educational blitz concentrates the MVE's efforts on detecting unsafe driving behaviors by both commercial motor vehicle drivers and other vehicle drivers operating around the CMVs in an effort to combat the number of deaths and injuries from crashes. The DOT's motor vehicle enforcement officers will concentrate enforcement activities on behaviors including following too close, lane change violations, speeding, seatbelts, and cell phone use. Here in western Iowa, the targeted effort will begin on Thursday, October 20th in the Council Bluffs area on Interstate 80 and 29, and Friday in the Sioux City area on I-29, U.S. 20, U.S. 75, and the Iowa 520 bypass. A northwest Iowa man has been killed in a single vehicle crash near Peterson. 79-year-old Norman Eastman of Spencer died of injuries suffered in the crash on Friday. Eastman was pronounced dead at the Spencer Hospital. Authorities say he was driving east on Highway 10 near Peterson at around 7:30 a.m. Friday when he lost control of his 2014 Dodge Ram pickup truck. The truck entered the south ditch and field before striking a utility pole. Witnesses and passing motorists provided emergency aid until medical personnel arrived on the scene to take Eastman to the hospital. The crash remains under investigation. Authorities say two people have been shot to death at a mobile home park in Winnesee County. The bodies were found Sunday evening by an officer who was dispatched to the park in the Freeport area after people reported hearing gunshots. The sheriff's office has not released the names of the two or any other details about the shooting. They say there's no reason to believe the public is in any danger, though. State investigators were called in. No arrests have been reported. Authorities say a man and a woman and two dogs were all found dead inside of a Waterloo home. Autopsies are planned for the two unidentified people found in the home Sunday morning. They do not suspect foul play, though. Waterloo police and paramedics were called to the house shortly after 10 a.m. after an acquaintance arrived and found one of the two people unresponsive. Police say they're investigating the possibility that the deaths are linked to a generator that was found inside the attached garage. A former administrator of a jail in eastern Iowa is now charged with first-degree theft. 49-year-old Darren Wilkinson served as the administrator of the Cedar County Jail in Tipton for about 17 months. A state audit released last week revealed jail records and Wilkinson's personal accounts. It concluded that he skimmed off about $23,000 in fees for room and board at the jail, plus another $3,600 from the commissary. A news release from the Iowa Department of Public Safety accuses Wilkinson of using his position at the jail to, quote, steal, misappropriate, or embezzle in excess of $36,000. Wilkinson was arrested Saturday. An Eastern Iowa legislative candidate says she and her husband have been the victims of repeated vandalism that she thinks is linked to her campaign. Republican candidate Shannon Lundgren of Piasta told the Dubuque County Sheriff's Office early Friday that some of her campaign signs had been stolen from supporters' yards and others were vandalized with spray paint. Lundgren also reported a family vehicle had been damaged with spray paint. Dubuque County Sheriff John Rutsis says that Lundgren's husband, Charlie, reported last Wednesday that paintballs have been shot at the couple's home and business, the Trackside Bar and Grill. Lundgren said her property has never been vandalized before, and she assumed it was linked to the campaign. Her Democratic opponent, Tom Stecker, denounced the vandalism. And much of the election year attention in Iowa is focused on the presidential race, but the balance of power in the state legislature is at stake in this year's balloting as well. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
After failing in each of the past three election cycles, Republicans are aiming to seize control of the Iowa Senate from Democrats. Iowa GOP Chairman Jeff Kaufman has been expressing confidence.
Legislative races are kind of a different beast, and people that have had a chance of meeting those Senate candidates in those 6 to 8 key races, you have to agree this is an outstanding crop.
According to Kaufman, the GOP candidates in those competitive Senate races had knocked on more than 100,000 doors by the end of September. Kaufman promises his party will spend a record amount of money to support key candidates. Senator Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs is the top Democrat in the legislature. He is up for re-election this year.
Everybody is tired of the spectacle at the national level, but people are actually paying a little more attention down ballot.
And according to Gronstall, voters are paying attention to state issues like education spending. I'm O.K. Henderson.
News was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.